No sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Jonah was spit out by the whale, put back to the Ninevites to walk through the town and to tell them that they need to convert or they would be destroyed. And they listened. And they said, perhaps, who knows, God may relent and forgive. And that's exactly what God does. Not only for them, but for each of us. That when we repent, we have in our hearts that great hope that says with a smile on our face, who knows, maybe God will relent and forgive us. As the responsorial psalm says so beautiful, a heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. He is not going to spurn us. We have nothing to fear when we come back humble and sorry. That's it. We come back humble and sorry, and he won't destroy us. We have that sign, that promise from Jesus. If it worked for the Ninevites, it will surely work for us. For Jesus, God, Yahweh, relented and withheld his wrath. How much more now when the Son of God, Jesus himself, begs the Father to forgive us? We have a much better advocate, as the gospel tells us, than Jonah. We have a much better advocate than the Queen of the South. There is something greater than Jonah here. And so let this Lent be a time for us to humbly be sorry, with a deep trust then that our dear God will not spurn us.